Okay, gang, let's get ready for another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45's Sweet Country Music. Hit it, boys.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it is down-home, from-the-heart, honest music. And on this show, I'm going to play the biggest hits of country legends from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and way beyond that, many of which are on 45 RPM records, albums, and CDs, and you'll hear some very familiar songs, plus some songs that'll jog your memory a little bit. It's going to be a lot of fun. So let's get going and get to work.
Sweet country music.
There are people in this country who work hard every day. Not for fame or fortune do they strive, but the fruits of their labor are worth more than they're paid, and it's time a few of them were recognized. Hello, Detroit auto worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, Pittsburgh steel mill worker, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. This is for the one who swings the hammer, driving home the nail. For the one behind the counter, ringing up the sales. For the one who fights the fire, the one who brings the mail. For everyone who works behind the scenes, in the factories and the fields, in the city streets and the quiet country towns.
Working together
like spokes inside a wheel,
they keep this country turning around.
Hello, Kansas,
Sweetfield farmer, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line. Hello, West Virginia coal miner, let me thank you for your time. You work a 40-hour week for a living, just to send it on down the line.
This is for the one who drives the big rig
up and down the road.
For the one out in the warehouse
bringing in the load.
For the waitress, the mechanic, the policeman on patrol. For everyone who works behind the scenes with a spirit you can't replace with no machine. Hello, America. Let me thank you for your
I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back when a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, "It's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride, son?" I said, down in the front seat, you turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold. Then I noticed the stranger was ghost white there when he asked me for a light, and I knew there was something strange about this ride. He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you moan the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride." Then he cried just south of Nashville, and he turned that car around. He said, "This is where you get off, boy, 'cause I'm going back to Alabama." As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, "Mister, many thanks." He said, "You don't have to call me Mister, Mister. The whole world called me Hank." He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend down guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride." He said, "Drifter, can you make folks cry when you play and sing? Have you paid your dues? Can you mourn the blues? Can you bend them guitar strings?" He said, "Boy, can you make folks feel what you feel inside? 'Cause if you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride. If you're big star bound, let me warn you, it's a long, hard ride."
Welcome to another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music, and my studio is going to be humming with some of the greatest classic country songs and artists ever over the last 50 years or so. And in the second half of this program, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will concentrate on songs about trains. I think you're going to like it. Those were a couple of hit records from the 1980s. That was David Allan Coe and a number four hit from 1983 called "The Ride." The song told the story of a hitchhiker and his encounter with the ghost of Hank Williams Sr. driving a 1950s Cadillac. A very strange song indeed. I open the set with one of Alabama's signature songs, 40-Hour Week, Working for a Living. The song made it to number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart in 1985 and was the title track to their best-selling album of the same name. 40-Hour Week was a tribute to America's blue-collar workers.
WTBR.
Sweet country music. Good morning, morning, hello sunshine. Wake up, sleepy head. Why'd we move that bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up next to me as much as I love waking up next to you? Make the coffee, I'll make the bed, I'll fix your lunch and you fix mine. Now tell me the truth, do these old shoes look funny? Honey, it's almost nine. Now you be careful, gotta go. I love you, have a beautiful day, and kiss the happiest girl in the whole USA. Lord, for making him for me, and thank you for letting life turn out the way that I always thought it could be. Now once was a time
way down yonder in the bio country in dear old Louisiana. That's where lives my Cajun baby, the fairest one in the land. Her teeth are white and pearly, hair black as coal. Wouldn't trade my Cajun baby for the world's gold. Way down yonder in the bio country in dear old Louisiana. My heart's been sad and lonely since the day I left her side. But today I got her letter, said she'd be my Cajun bride. Gonna go and wed my Cajun baby and live by the old bio. Eat a lot of shrimp and crawfish right around in my old P.R.O. Way down yonder in the bio country in dear old Louisiana. That's where lives my Cajun baby, the first one in the land. Her teeth are white and pearly, hair black as coal. Wouldn't trade my Cajun baby for the world's gold. Way down yonder in the bio country in dear old Louisiana. Before the sun goes down this evening, I'll be on my way to see my Cajun baby, and there I'm gonna stay. On a Saturday night we go dancing and listen to the fiddle low. Lord, I got me a Cajun baby, just living and loving by the old bio. Way down yonder in the bio country in dear old Louisiana. That's where lives my Cajun baby, the fairest one in the land. Her teeth are white and pearly, hair black as coal. I wouldn't trade my Cajun baby for the world's gold. Way down yonder in the bio country in dear old Louisiana.
There you go, Hank Williams Jr. and his number three hit record from 1969 called Cajun Baby. The song's lyrics were written by Hank Williams Sr., his dad, but not the music. Hank Williams Jr. put his dad's lyrics to the music he wrote. And get this, 19 years later in 1988, Hank Williams Jr. re-recorded the same song with Cajun music star Doug Kershaw, and it became a hit all over again. I opened the set with Donna Fargo and her number one hit record from 1972, The Happiest Girl in the Whole USA. In fact, the song was her first hit record. In the 1960s, Donna Fargo had been recording songs for various record labels, but they went nowhere. But when she landed a recording contract with Dot Records in 1972, her career really took off. By the way, Donna Fargo also wrote that song.
WTBR. Sweet country music.
Silly songs.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Now many, many years ago when I was 23, I was married to a widder who was pretty as could be. This widder had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her and soon they two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. My daughter was my mother, 'cause she was my father's wife. To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. My little baby then became a brother-in-law to Dad, and so became my uncle, though it made me very sad. For if he was my uncle, then that also made him brother of the widder's grown-up daughter, who of course was my stepmother. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa.
It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. Father's wife then had a son who kept them on the run. And he became my grandchild, for he was my daughter's son. My wife is now my mother's mother, and it makes me blue. Because although she is my wife, she's my grandmother too. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa. My wife is my grandmother, then I'm her grandchild. And every time I think of it, it nearly drives me wild. For now I have become the strangest case you ever saw. As husband of my grandmother, I am my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. I'm my own grandpa. It sounds funny, I know, but it really is so. Oh, I'm my own grandpa.
We all need a silly song now and then, and that song is definitely silly. That one goes all the way back to 1948. I'm My Own Grandpa, from a comedy duo by the name of Lonzo and Oscar. The novelty song actually became a number five hit back then, and talks about an unlikely but apparently legal combination of marriages, so the man in the song actually becomes his own grandpa. Well, can this happen in real life? Well, probably not, but hey, you never know.
Sweet country music.
I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, let's go. Well, hey now, mama, you look so fine. Riding around in your Mercury 49. Crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Put it high gear now. Well, my baby went out, she didn't stay long. Bought herself a Mercury, come a cruising home. She's crazy about a Mercury. Yeah, she's crazy about her Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, I'll cruise now. Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, let's go. Thank you.
This old highway seems so lonesome when you're going where you've been. And a lonesome song can make you cry time and time again. If I had listened to a friend of mine 10 years ago today, I'd have a better job than what I got today. But the billboards on the highways and the brake lights on the cars make me jump out on the highway with my bag and my guitar. If she comes or if she goes, it doesn't matter anymore, 'cause I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Riding my thumb to Mexico. It don't matter when or how I go. I'll ride this thumb till I see her again. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Well, the reason why she left me's not the reason that I'm here. I'm a traveling kind of man, just need a change of atmosphere. If there's any place I haven't been at all, that's where I'll go. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico. Riding my thumb to Mexico. It don't matter when or how I go. I'll ride this thumb till I see her again. So I'm riding my thumb to Mexico.
Have you ever hitchhiked anywhere? I'm sure many of you have. I know I did way back when. But that song is all about a guy with his thumb out trying to catch a ride. Riding My Thumb to Mexico was a number one hit for Johnny Rodriguez in 1973. In the song, he talks about being on the open road with only his bag and his guitar on his back. I opened the set with Alan Jackson and his 1993 number two hit, Mercury Blues. I saw him perform that song on an episode of Tim Allen's Home Improvement and just had to give that record a spin. Mercury Blues was also used for a Ford truck commercial.
Sweet country music.
Ain't no good for jealous. I've tried it night after night. You're in someone else's arms in Dallas. Does Fort Worth ever cross your mind? Darling, while you're busy burning bridges, burn one for me if you get time. 'Cause good memories don't fade so easy. And us four,
you left
just for worth helping, just for worth helping, just for worth helping, cross your mind.
I've always been the kind of man who doesn't believe in strings. Long-term obligations are just unnecessary things. But girl, you've got me thinking while I'm drinking one more beer. If I'm headed for a heartache, then why the hell am I still here? I'm testing my resistance, and it's wearing mighty thin. I've got the feeling I should leave before the roof caves in. My mind tells me to move along, but my body begs me to stay. And now I feel the need to hold you close and love the night away while you're turning me every which way but loose. You turn me every which way but loose. Inside the fire's burning me, in my mind you just keep turning me every which way but loose. Baby, there's no excuse to turn me every which way but loose. When the sun comes up in the morning, it should find me someplace new. But right this minute, all I want is to lay here next to you. Those memories still keep calling me from somewhere in my past. Better hurry if they want me, 'cause I can feel me fading fast while you're turning me every which way but loose. You turn me every which way but loose. Inside the fire's burning me, in my mind you just keep turning me every which way but loose. Baby, there's no excuse to turn me but
loose. Now, I'll bet that song sounds a little bit familiar, huh? Sure it does. That was Eddie Rabbit and his 1978 number one hit, Every Which Way But Loose. And the song may be familiar because it was from the 1978 movie, Every Which Way But Loose, starring Clint Eastwood, Sandra Locke, and, of course, Clyde.
Right turn, Clyde.
Yeah, I love those right-hand turns. I'm going to set with George Strait and his 1984 number one hit, Does Fort Worth Ever Cross Your Mind? The hit song was from the album of the same name, and that album was a big, big hit in the United States and Canada. George Strait was first heard on our radios back in 1981, and he's still going. Speaking of going, we're going up to a comedy break here on Sweet Country Music. Larry the Cable Guy is coming along in a few seconds. He's going to talk about shopping at Walmart. Well, you got to hear this one. On the other side of the break, we'll be doing our feature presentation. That'll feature songs about trains. Should be fun. We'll be right back. I'm Larry Kratko.
Country music.
Laugh track.
At our Super Walmart, you can get your hair cut. They got everything. My buddy got his hair cut at Walmart. $20 for a haircut. Actually, $5 for a haircut. $15 for the hat you got to wear next 3 weeks. Got a doctor's office up at the Walmart. Holy smokes. People going in there. I was there the day they gave a guy 3 months to live in there. And he ended up getting hired as a door greeter once he walked out that door. I had to go get a flu shot one time. I didn't want to go to the doctor. And my wife goes, well, shoot, run up to Walmart. They're giving flu shots. Are you kidding me? I ain't getting a flu shot at Walmart. Dadgum, normally I got to get vaccinated before I go in there. Get a flu shot at Walmart. The flu's the last thing I'm worried about at Walmart, all right? Dadgum, they probably got Ebola behind a box in there somewhere I didn't know about. I was up there one time, there's a dude out front in a hazmat suit. I'm like, is it safe to go in there? He goes, yeah, why? I go, you're in a hazmat suit. He goes, I know, I work here. I'm collecting the carts. My uncle just got married, 72 years old. My golly, he ran out of Viagra on the honeymoon. So he ended up having to use a can to fix a flat. I know, make a long story short, he overinflated and spent the rest of the night at Jiffy Lube having to get a patch put on him down there.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Okay, gang, time now for our Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And this time, I'm going to play a couple of songs all about trains. Railroad trains have been the subject of thousands of songs over the years. Now, some were hit records, but most were not. But when you hear them, you know them. Many of these railroad songs have simply become a part of our lives and music history. The list of railroad songs and the folks who recorded them is a very long list indeed, but I decided to whittle it down to a couple of railroad folklore songs. One about a famous train and the other about a famous engineer.
To the queen of the Flowing Mountain, Southville by the shore. Well, she mighty tall and handsome, and she know quite well the hall. She's the final abomination called the Wabash Cannonball. Well, she came down from Birmingham on a cold December day. And when she rolled into the station, called on the fear and the people say, there's a gal from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She's a regular combination called the Wabash. Oh, listen to jingle on the lonely land road. Right across the woodland on the hill and by the shore. Hear the mighty buzz of the engine in the lonely low call. Chances can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball.
Take it on. come all you round us if you want to hear a story about a brave engineer. Casey Jones was the rounder's name. On a 6-8 wheeler, boys, he won his fame. The caller called Casey at 4:30. He kissed his wife at the station door, mounted to the cabin with his orders in his hand, and he took his farewell trip to the promised land.
Casey Jones
mounted to the cabin.
Casey Jones
with his orders in his hand.
Casey Jones
mounted to the cabin, and he took his farewell trip to the promised land. Put in your water and shovel your coal. Put your head out the window, watch the driver's roll. I'll run her till she leaves the rail, 'cause I'm 8 hours late with the Western Mail. He looked at his watch and his watch was slow. He looked at the water and the water was low. He looked at the fireman and then he said, we're gonna reach Frisco, but we'll all be dead.
Casey Jones,
gonna reach Frisco.
Casey Jones,
but we'll all be dead.
Casey Jones,
we're gonna reach Frisco, we're gonna reach Frisco, but we'll all be dead. Casey pulled up that Reno hill. He tooted for the crossing with an awful thrill. The switchman knew by the engine's moan that the man at the throttle was Casey Jones. He pulled up within 2 miles of the place. Number 4 stared him right in the face. He turned to the fireman and said, boy, you'd better jump, 'cause there's 2 locomotives that's going to bump.
Casey Jones,
2 locomotives,
Casey Jones,
that's going to bump.
Casey Jones,
2 locomotives, there's 2 locomotives, there's a going to bump. Casey said just before he died, there's 2 more roads that I'd like to ride. The fireman said, what could that be? The Southern Pacific and the Santa Fe. Mrs. Jones sat on her bed a sign, just received a message that Casey was dying. Go to bed, children, and stop your crying, 'cause your daddy's now riding on that heavenly line.
Casey Jones
mounted to the cabin.
Casey Jones
with his orders in his hand.
Casey Jones
mounted to the cabin, and he took his farewell trip to that promised land.
Now just about everyone has heard about the famous engineer Casey Jones and that song from Eddie Arnold. Casey Jones, the brave engineer, was something that Eddie Arnold did back in 1956. In fact, it was a number 15 hit for him back then. The Ballad of Casey Jones is based on a railroad engineer by the name of John Luther Casey Jones, who was killed when his train collided with a freight train in Mississippi around 1900. Out on the set with an immortal railroad song called The Wabash Cannonball, done this time by Willie Nelson and Leon Russell. The song talks about the travels of a train and the scenic beauty the passengers saw outside their window. Now, was the Wabash Cannonball a real train or a myth? Well, you'll have to figure that out for yourself. In fact, you could Google the Wabash Cannonball and you'll come up with a lot of different stories.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Every now and then I cry. Every night you keep staying on my mind. All my friends say I'll survive. It just takes time. But I don't think time is gonna heal this broken heart. Still apart, and when you hear
Heart in a bind.
is a guy by the name of Earl Thomas Conley and his 1983 number one hit record, Your Love's on the Line. It was one of many number one hit records the U.S. Army veteran and former steel mill worker would have between 1981 and 1989. Sadly, he passed away in 2019 at the age of 77. I opened the set with a number one hit record for Ann Murray from 1979, Broken Hearted Me. Ann Murray first hit the record charts back in 1970, and by 1979, she'd racked up a lot of hit records. Now, while the Canadian singer was being heard on just about every country radio station, she was also being heard on top 40 radio stations as well, becoming what is known as a crossover artist, especially through the 1970s.
Sweet country music.
Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston. Houston means the last day of the tour and we're through. Well, honey, you and God in heaven above know I love what I do for a living I do. Oh, but Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, singing at the world's biggest rodeo show was a great time for me and the guys. Oh, but when I'm away from you, honey, time always never flies. And sleeping all alone in that holiday hotel show makes a cowboy blue. But here I am in Houston and I'm one day closer to you. Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston, Houston means the last day of the tour through. Well, honey, you and God in heaven above know I love what I do for a living I do. Oh, but Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Oh, honey, Houston, Houston means the last day of the tour is through. What I do for a living, I do. Oh, but Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you. Yeah, honey, Houston, Houston means that I'm one day closer to you.
Prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. Plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. happened here before. Well, he must have been a looker, smooth talking son of a gun. You're such a grounded girl to just up and run. Of course she can't fence time, and you can't stop love. The suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. Prince pulled up a white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. No, you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
That is Sarah Evans and her number one hit record from 2004, Suds in the Bucket. It was one of four number one hit records the Missouri singer-songwriter would have between 1998 and 2005. Sarah Evans was one of those new modern country singers who popped up when we entered the new century, and she's won a lot of awards throughout the years. I'm on the set with Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers in something they did back in 1983 called Houston. Actually, the complete title of the song is Houston Means I'm One Day Closer to You. The brothers from Texas have had a long, long list of hit records, and they're very popular Southern gospel music performers as well. You know, the aim of this show is to play some really classic country, almost historical, and here's one that qualifies. Here's Red Foley and his 1950 story about a shoeshine boy.
Have you ever passed the corner of 4th and Grand, where a little ball of rhythm has a shoeshine stand? People gather round and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. He charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. He makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. You feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. He's a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. It's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. You ought to see him fan the air with his hoppity-hibbity-hibbity-hoppity-hoppity-hibbity-hop. He opens up a business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get 'em early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with a great big bundle of joy. He pops the boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Listen, let him go. Don't that tickle you? It's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. Just listen to him clock strikes nine. He likes to get them early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with a great big bundle of joy. He pops a boogie-woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Chattanooga shoeshine boy.
There you go, a classic country song if there ever was one. The 1950 number one hit record for Red Foley, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. The song has been re-recorded by a long, long list of singers, including Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, and even Pat Boone. Pat Boone? I gotta dig that one up. Oh, boy, this edition of Sweet Country Music is over. I've had a chance to play some really cool stuff like that historical song from Red Foley. Also, I had a chance to play some songs about trains. Casey Jones and the Wabash Cannonball, to be exact. Hope you enjoyed our special Sweet Country Music feature presentation. I'm Larry Crafty, your host. Sweet Country Music is a production of nothing but old 45s. And I'll be talking to you next time.